You know, again, he was a guy that obviously a three-time Pro Bowler, so an accomplished player in our league, one that we're very familiar with. I think it was his decision. You know, I think the business side of it you kind of hammer out, but at the end of the day, you know, a guy that's all of a sudden a free agent and there is a lot of interest. It's probably more about what he thought as far as the decision. I think might have been entertaining about staying in the division. I think I might have been entertaining to him, but all in all, I think it was a good deal for everybody, and I think he chose wisely. Well, I think, you know, the personnel side of the NFL is always fluid, you know, whether it's off-season, in-season, post-season, I've seen changes. So you're always ready to do whatever it takes to get better, whether it's due to injury or just an idea to switch somebody else out to get better. You know, so that's always going to be that way, regardless of the names involved.
But what is it a challenge for you? What do you guys have to do to respond to that challenge?
Well, I think from a coaching side, obviously the upgrade and what you think is going to make you better personnel-wise, you have to train them. That's the challenge for coaches is teaching guys your system in a very, very short time. So it's all part of being good staff and good coaches is able to, you know, adjust and adapt to that. You know, as I said, really the conclusion of Thursday night's game in Cleveland is, you know, these last few days have been super hard. Whether it's guys you spent a year with, I mean, I've had to release people that I've spent 9 years with. You know, what they've meant to the game, what they meant to a particular organization, even though I'm new. You know, it's always difficult. That's never easy. It's probably the lousiest part of our jobs. You know, I think at the end of the day, we found an option that we were comfortable with, and you know, everything we do is based on you know, performance and what we feel like gets us better. But they're not easy decisions. I think you know, last year, one season here that we had to relate to was 6-10, last place in our division. We knew we wanted to do something different than that. That wasn't acceptable and not our, you know, our big game plan. So everything we've done, you know, whether it was in the off season or, you know, through training camp or through the preseason, was trying to get better and not necessarily try to win every preseason game because nobody remembers what you did in the preseason anyways, you know, to get ready for the regular season. And so now we'll start keeping score.